And I hear these voices coming at me in my head, talking different stuff. So-and-so done this to you, you ought to just do this. But there's something down here rise up, say, no, you walk in love. Now, which one am I going to listen to? I've trained myself. I've developed myself. I'm not going by my feeling. Even though my feeling don't like how I feel about it, I'm still going to do what's right about it. And I'll take the name and do like James 4:7 says. Go ahead and put it up. You can get it. I'm moving on because my time is getting away quickly. James 4:7 says these words. Hallelujah. And this is what James 4:7 says. I'll be there in just a minute. You got it up? Nope. And here's what it says. Submit yourselves to who? Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will do what? Flee from you. Flee from you. That means he will run as in terror. He will get on the run, getting away from you. He does not want you to know that he's scared of Jesus. He's afraid of that name. He's afraid of you using that name. He does not want you to know that. He want to bully you. Hallelujah. But you need to smack him one time right in the kisser with that name. Boom. And he'll know you're not afraid of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to use the name. Find out what that name will do. Do a search. Do a study. Spend time with the Father and talk to him. Let the Holy Ghost tell you. Get some revelation in your spirit. Rise up and say, I'm going to do what God said for me to do. So Satan, I resist you. See, when we think of casting out devils, we immediately think about somebody demon possessed. No, you need to keep the devil out of your life. He keep trying to interfere with your life every day, in your thought life, in your dealing, in relationships. Am I talking to somebody? You need to know how to keep him out. No, you're not Satan. I'm not going to treat my husband that way. I'm not going to respond to my wife that way. I'm not going to do my children that way. I'm going to bring them up like they should be, like they should be brought up. No, I'm not going to talk about the pastor like that. No, I'm not going to talk about my brother like that behind his back. I rebuke you, Satan. You get that thought out of here and you get your hands off of me. I'm not going to participate in that. Because he'll tell you, see, he got favor. The pastor got favor. They don't pay me no mind, no way. That's right. And you buy into that lie and you walk around all offended because you bought into something that wasn't true. And even if they do it, you don't need to buy into it anyway. You need to keep yourself free. Am I talking to anybody? That's why you got the name. That's why the Holy Ghost is in you. So you know how to live above these things. Because you've been delivered. You're not trying to get delivered. You've been delivered. Now you need to know how to exercise your authority over this. I'm not listening to that strange voice. I'm not going to live with a chip on my shoulder. I got a praise. I got hands. I raise them. I got a mouth. I give thanks. And I communicate. I bless. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ephesians says, and I'm moving on. Got to move now. Ephesians says in Ephesians 3:15 through 17, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. See, the whole family is named this name. That's why you can act like that. You got the name, you name the name. You have a right to use the name. Every one of our children, they don't sign their name Smith. Only the females, I guess because they marry, they change their name when they get married to the person they married. But all the males keep their father's name. I ain't found not one of our children, a letter wrote to them and said, Kenneth Smith, Therese Johnson. Not a single one. Every letter and communication, they put their name, Joan. We've been named the name of Christ. Why you let somebody else attach something else to your name?
Amen.
Why you want to identify with poverty when I've been made, his name is rich. His name is healthy. His name is knowledge. His name is power. His name is Jesus. His name is dominate. His name is rule. His name is take charge. His name is move forward. His name, I can do it. Why are you fooling all these foreign names? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why are you doing it? Intimidated by feeling, by circumstance, by situation. Don't let nothing intimidate you. Don't let the devil tag anything on you. Hallelujah. He said, in whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, that he will do what? Grant you according how? To the riches of his glory. To do what? To be strengthened with might by his spirit, where? In the inner man. For what reason? That Christ may do what? Dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being how? Rooted and grounded how? In love, because love will never fail you. And that means you'll never lose. Love will never let you down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, now take this, and I'm commissioning you to go in all the world and tell everybody. Matthew Gospel 28:18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go. Where am I to go and do? Preach. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Teach how many nations? You notice he didn't say teach half of the nation. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. So you are baptized in the name, put into the name. Why? Because you are put into Christ. Baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He wants you to have it all. But you have those that try to be whatever they're trying to be to. Try to get you to think that you ain't right unless you do it their way. I'm going to do it God's way.
Amen. Amen.